Almighty Father will bless you this morning. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you. We honor you. We'll bless your name. We'll lift you up higher. You are worthy, O Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you, righteous Father. You are worthy, O Lord, to be praised and adored. Glory be to your name. Thank you for your mercy. O Lord, we honor you. Thank you for this beautiful day, O Lord. Oh, for the gift of another morning, for the gift of another day, we honor you, O Lord. Thank you for your steadfast love over us. O God, we honor you. Thank you for your mercy that are new every day, that are new every morning. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. You are good and you are great. And this morning, Father, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 11th of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. I want you to honor him for his grace and for his mercy over you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by his word, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that surely goodness and mercy will follow me this day in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, my day is blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh, this day I am favored. I am highly favored in the name of Jesus. I declare upon myself this day, the favor of the Lord covers me like a shield. I am blessed in the name of Jesus. The works of my hands is blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh, my hands carry grace that cannot be stopped. Whatever I lay my hand upon will prosper. Whatever I lay my hands upon, even if it is dying, will come back to life. For there is the grace of God in my hands. The blessings of the Lord is upon my hand. The life of Christ is upon my hand in the name of Jesus. As I wake up today, oh, good news all around me in the name of Jesus. Tragedy is not my portion, but I claim good news for myself this day in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare, oh, when the enemy come together to eat up my flesh, they will stumble and they will fall in the name of Jesus, because I am the beloved of the Lord, defended by the hands of God, guided by his jealousy in the name of Jesus. The Lord my God is with me. Whom shall I fear? The Lord my God is my strength. Whom shall I be afraid? I stand on his word and I reject untimely death over my life in the name of Jesus. I reject untimely death over my life in the name of Jesus. For I carry in me the life of Christ. I declare by the word of the Lord, my seat is not in the corners of death, is not in the corners of sickness. Oh, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. Oh, therefore I sit and I laugh over the devices of the enemy. For they will not prosper in their enterprise over me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that the enterprise of the enemy is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, their enterprise is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, they will not be able to perform their enterprise, for their token is frustrated over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, shame and reproach is far from me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, I am a well-watered garden, a fruitful garden watered by the Lord, full of grace, favored and fruitful. In the name of Jesus, my vessel is a worthy host of God's grace. I declare that my life is a vessel that is worthy of God's grace, that is worthy of God's anointing. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the works of my hands today is blessed. The works of my hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every language of infirmity, every language of sickness, every language of diseases. I cancel you over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the favor of the Lord compel men to arise for my sake. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord upon me compel men to speedily arise for my help. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my day is blessed. blessed. I declare that my today is blessed. My tomorrow is blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the Lord bless me today. The Lord release His grace upon me. And more importantly, I declare that the Lord bless me with the gift of men in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday. Let me quickly make this announcement before we go into the word of the Lord for us today. Like I've been mentioning it since we entered into this month. I said it that this month we are having two sets of programs this month, and they are going to be Thursday. The first program we are having this month is today, like we have been announcing, 11th of September. Today we are going to come together. It's a prayer lunch hour. We are not going to waste your time. We stand by the word of the Lord in keeping to time. We are going to come together by 12 in the afternoon today. 12 noon, we are going to come together and we are going to feast in prayer. We are going to pray. We are going to assess revelation, assess the blessings that God has prepared for us. He has said in His word, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things. Let us come together to call upon the Lord that He may answer us, and that He will give unto us revelation, the currency for this season. So let us come together to call unto the Lord for His grace upon our life, to release His grace upon us this season. Remember, the time is 12 noon at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, Sango Eleyele Road. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena. That is along Sango Eleyele Road. If you are coming from Eleyele end, you will get to Tafo Arena, then Hacks of National Open University. The next compound immediately after National Open University, that is where the program is taking place. You are blessed as you come in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, we have been praying. Today makes the third day that we have been praying. He has said, call unto me and I will answer thee. That is the instruction that He has given to us. And we have been reading from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He is going to show you great and mighty things. He's going to give unto you revelation. And the Lord has been helping us today, making it the third day that we have been praying. Today, our prayer is coming from the book of Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. It's a portion of the scripture that we have committed to heart and we quote every time. We are going to pray Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I want you to stand in prayer this morning and declare that every weapons of darkness will not prosper over your life in the name of Jesus. I want you to make it a prayer. The Lord has said, call unto me and I will answer you. Pray and tell the Lord, every weapon that is designed for this season, it will not prosper over my life. There are weapons that the enemy has prepared for this season. Weapons like infirmity, like sickness, like diseases. Declare that the weapons of darkness will not prosper over your life in the name of Jesus. The weapon of darkness will not prosper over me in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray and cancel every agenda of the kingdom of darkness. Agenda of darkness will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. Pray and tell the Lord, the agenda of darkness, any policy that is put together from the kingdom of darkness, it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Coming together that is not of God over me in the name of Jesus, your coming together will not prosper over me in the name of Jesus. Weapons of infirmity, sicknesses, diseases, you will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. You have no place in me. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not prosper in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, declare by the word of the Lord, every hand that are raised against me in the name of Jesus such hand will not prosper. Every hand that is raised against me, I command you to wither in the name of Jesus. Declare by the word of the Lord, hands that are raised against me in the name of Jesus, I command you to wither. Such hand will not prosper in their enterprise against my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, you will not prosper in your enterprise against my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and cancel every evil word. I cancel every evil word spoken concerning me. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Evil words that are spoken concerning me. Evil words that is spoken concerning my life, either by ignorance it was rendered through me or spoken against me, whatever means it comes out, such word is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I render such word powerless. I render them of no effect. Every word that is spoken concerning me that is not in line with the grace of God over me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not prosper in your enterprise over my life. Your words are rendered useless in the name of Jesus. I declare, O Lord, every tongue that is speaking evil continually over me, every mouth professing evil continually over my destiny, over my ministry, over my business, in the name of Jesus, I condemn such tongue. In the name of Jesus, I condemn such tongue. I silence them in the name of Jesus. I declare that they are silenced in the name of Jesus. Oh, I command that such tongue is silenced in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, words that are sent into time, even words that has been spoken into time, that is awaiting its time to manifest, stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every evil word that has been prophesied into time, words that has been spoken that is waiting in a place of time in my future, that is waiting to happen in a particular time, words that has been rendered into time, awaiting its time of manifestation. Oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. I stand on the blood of Christ, and I cancel you today by the blood of Jesus. Such word is cancelled today with the blood of Jesus. Oh, you will not manifest in my life. Every word that is invested into times, evil word that is invested into time to manifest in a particular time, you will not prosper in my life. Such word is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I stand today and I declare that by the word of the Lord, I validate my prophecy. I validate my grace. I validate my favor in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning in the name of Jesus, that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Evil weapon that is put together to stand against you, to stand against the grace of God upon your life, they will not prosper in the name of Jesus. They will not prosper in their enterprise in the name of Jesus. Their coming together is frustrated. Their words are canceled. Their words are made of no effect in the name of Jesus. Their words are canceled by the blood of Jesus. Evil words spoken into time, spoken against you, awaiting a time to manifest in your life, is canceled by the blood of Jesus. Every evil word that has been sent to you, sent into your future, sent into your tomorrow, awaiting a time of manifestation, is canceled in the name of Jesus. Every language of infirmity, language of sickness that has been sent into your tomorrow, awaiting a time to manifest, they are canceled today by the blood of Jesus. Oh, you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Beloved, let me remind you again of the program today. The time for the program is 12 noon today. We'll be coming together at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University. I will be expecting you. I will be expecting to see you. Let us come together. And by the grace of God, for those that will not be able to join physically, by the grace of God, on our WhatsApp status, we are going to release the platform where you will join us. You can join us on our YouTube channel. You'll be able to join us on Facebook and possibly on Instagram as well. We will put out the platform. It's going to be there, and possibly on Telegram. We are going to put it right there for you to see. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I want to remind you as well of the coming of our Lord Jesus. Our Father is coming. Our Commissioner is coming. Prepare yourself. Live your life for Him. Let your light shine so that it will bring others to His kingdom. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.